Good morning. What a beautiful day. What a gorgeous day. You know, I'm from Indiana, and I was speaking to some of my friends this week, and they asked me how far spring was. And just a few days ago, I said, well, we're kind of behind, I think. The trees are just little bitty leaves out. It wasn't a day and a half later till the azaleas are in bloom. Everything's in bloom. It's just tremendous what's going on. And I thought, even when we think that the universe has made a mistake, it's always right on time. So I thank God for his creativity of the universe, for all this beauty that we have, for the flowers who found that wonderful creative force within them to blossom. It's their essence. It's our beauty. It's wonderful. In thinking of these things, I thought of a lady that I met here on Saturday. She lives in Waynesville, North Carolina. And she had called me. She and her family were coming from the beach. And she said, I saw your church online 2 years ago. Could someone come and meet us at the chapel? I just wanted to see what it's like. And she had started having some experiences. And I said, oh, I'd be delighted. When she got out of the car, she had the most beautiful dress on I've ever seen. It's gorgeous. And I said, you've got the most beautiful dress on. And she said, oh, you like it? She said, something has happened to me. I started meditating, and I've had an awakening experience where I just want to create. And she had gone to all these thrift stores and bought the most beautiful T-shirts she can find, some with stones and all kinds of glitters and flowers. And she pieced this dress that just slipped right into her body. It's a work of art, stripes on the bottom. I mean, that looks like a $250 dress to me, and I'm very picky. But it started setting me on this path. She said, I never knew how to sew before this. Well, I think it was on the sixth day that God created man in his own image to create. And I started thinking even about my life and people that I know. When you start meditating and you start understanding that there's a world of creative force that we can't see, we can only open up as we go inward, and we get these ideas and visions to create. And as I was talking to her, I said, oh, yes, I used to get patterns, and I'd get up and write them down so I could create this. I got doll patterns, but I never did create it. Sorry, I didn't. I did create some other things. Later, after that, I got into stained glass. But there are so many people, as they grow spiritually, as they get out of that daily grind of life, we have this innate creativity that just has to come forth if we want to be happy. I really believe there's a fountain within us that we need to create. In thinking of these things, I think of the people in our congregation. Look at Scott, all of the marvelous things. He never made drums before. He never made trumpets before. People are writing books. People are writing songs. Our Bonnie. People in this chapel make jewelry. It's like part of our creative nature is that we must bring forth something of beauty within ourselves. We need to have drum circles again. We have Summer, who has this beautiful drumming, well, creation that she, it's an atmosphere. It's not, when people are in there and you have a talent of something that is part of your creative force, it not only satisfies us, but it satisfies everyone that hears it or sees it or partakes of it. just like the dress I saw. I'll never forget it. I'd like to duplicate it. Who knows? Have to get more creative in the sewing field than I am. But just like that song, the flower that shattered the stone. That flower to create, we've all seen the sidewalks buckle as this beautiful dandelion comes up through the cracks. There's a force that's incomprehensible when we're in the right place, when we can just let it flow, when we can just open up our consciousness and let it flow. We also met a lady yesterday that was making these gorgeous bags out of scraps of tapestry, beautiful works of art. We all know people in our family that has gone beyond. I was thinking of Bill Gates, who never had a college education. But he had this force to create something beyond anything he learned in a university. And look how it's changed all of our life. You know, maybe we need to rethink about what it is we need to learn to bring something forth to one another, to bring something forth in satisfaction, to bring something forth in this beautiful world. Because it's usually not the thing that we think we have to have, that we study and study and study. But it's those things that we have all along, that beautiful inertia of creating something of beauty. There, I defy anyone to continue being depressed when you have something to create. Our dear, wonderful Mike Titus, who used to come to the chapel here, found that if he collared mandalas, his pain from cancer absolutely went away when he was using that beauty to create something wonderful beyond his physical condition. There's something just remarkable about that. And I still have to go back to that little grandma of mine that was 4'9". You see, we're sermons in our children's and grandchildren's shoes. We're sermons in our shoes, how we live our life. My grandmother was so creative, but she was not educated, as people weren't back that day. Her husband had passed away, and she had opened up this little boarding house where people came to stay, and she created food every day. But what I learned from her was, and my mother was, in the days, if you're my age, you got material from flour sacks. Do you remember, anybody here remember the flour sack dresses? And I remember it was so great. I would get to pick out the flower sacks. And then how I got to create, I got to pick out the buttons to match the flower sack. You see, so much of that use of our imagination has been lost. My grandmother had beautiful sets of dishes. It was nothing more than depression glass. She would go out in her backyard and take grape leaves and stack between them. And I now know, wow, she was a little Martha Stewart. You know, so much of that simplicity of the people creating around us has been lost today because everybody's working, everybody's going to school, everybody's on their computers and their little games, which I know it's time and it's a place for some of these things. But oh, how I believe that soul, that beautiful flower within us, is so urging to crack the concrete, of our narrow mind to say, be who you were created to be. Be that light that no one else has but your light. Be who it is that can shine in your way uninhibited, that's when your life will change. That's when beauty will enter your heart. That's when, in the confines of nothing more than a garage, if that's all you have, or a closet, you can find your peace, and that peace of contentment, of listening to that flow of creativity coming out in some way, just as Penny received that beautiful poem. It's all about what what supposedly God said on the sixth day. Man just now is awakening to the fact that we are gods in every thought we think. We are gods creating beautiful things or negative things. It depends on where we are in our thought and spiritual path, our thought processes. You can tell where you are on the spiritual path by how you are feeling emotionally. If you're depressed, something's gone wrong. We need to get in alignment. If you've forgotten that there are beautiful rainbows of colors in Corinne's, like in when we were in grade school, maybe you need to get them out and look at them and create something. Listen to all the music that there is today, tones upon tones, all kinds of instruments. I remember there's a gentleman that my dad knew, and at the dining room table, he collected everybody's glasses, different heights of water, and gave us a concert. You know, it's just in simple beauty of creating something of love that inspires those people who hear. But most of all, it satisfies that soul of us. That satisfies us to where when negativity starts knocking at the door, we can remember, oh, yes, I'm more than this. Just because somebody negative is knocking at our door, sometimes we need to put our earplugs in and listen to the music of our heart and not get caught up in it. Sometimes, and it works for all of us, we all have these things. And I just wonder if we all realize, really, truly realize the connection between when our spirit is satisfied with creativity and the difference when we don't have something and we get stagnant and we get depressed. And then our body begins to break down, and we wonder why. It's because perhaps we need that wellspring of that beautiful creativity to take over our life again, to give us an answer for the day in a poem, to give us confidence in the day of being awakened like spring in the music that's going through our consciousness, to sit down and create something on that little sewing machine, something of beauty that only you can do. We all have something. So I challenge us all today to become better creators, not just for ourselves, but for what we can do to inspire others when we do. What we do when we feel and go along with that creative force. What a difference in the world we make around us. I remember in the days, maybe it was late 60s, early 70s, you all remember Grandmother Moses who started painting, and her pictures started selling for thousands of dollars, I think. Who knows what your design is that you might leave behind. Who knows when you start creating what ideas might drop into your mind? Because once you start using it, you get more ideas. And if you use that idea, you'll get two or three more ideas. And when you put those into practice, you'll get more. I used to do stained glass. I would get the ideas all the time. When you're doing something creative, the ideas come as you put them down. I didn't do anything with the dolls, so I never got another pattern. You know, it stops if we don't use what is given us. So awaken to that call of spring within you. The dead of winter is gone. It's time for those wonderful little green roots to start sprouting and those beautiful little green leaves coming up and those beautiful blossoms from your very heart center. God bless you all. Bless you.